For today's In Touch, I talked to Teresa Bean Blossom, principal at Kelowna and Washington Township Elementary Schools, about in-school service dogs, something she and Wellman Elementary principal Bill Polk brought up at last week's Mid-Prairie School Board meeting.
Where did you guys hear about this?
Actually, Bill Polk, the principal at Wellman Elementary, had worked in a previous district where they had therapy dogs, and Mr. Snyder gave all of the principals some funding and said, this money is for an innovative initiative, something, you know, that is different, outside of the box, that will benefit students. And so as Bill and I were talking, Bill said, what would you think if we looked into therapy dogs? And I said, I think that's a really cool idea. And that's kind of how things started with that.
What kind of purpose would this dog serve?
Therapy dogs in schools can serve many purposes. They have dogs called read dogs that students read to and retell stories, and it helps with fluency. We're looking more for a service dog, which will provide services to our students as far as building relationships with kids and fostering relationships with kids so that some of our students that are struggling can build a relationship with someone other than a person, build responsibility in. It can be used as something that if someone is having a problem throughout the day, if they can't talk to a person, then they might be able to talk through the dog or talk with the dog. We also, for social-emotional purposes, and then for the education piece, just for students that need someone to read to or are working on some of those educational lines as far as fluency, they can read to the dog and spend time with the dog.
And I'm not sure how widespread it is, but has its effectiveness been proven?
Davenport Community School District, Cedar Rapids Community School District, and Waterloo all have therapy dogs. And we have talked to some of those schools in regards to what the dogs have done for them. And some of the schools are getting more dogs. They're looking into getting more dogs because of the things. The dogs can provide unconditional love, a friendly greeting, something for the kids to look forward to, someone that the students have the opportunity to greet and pet. So for those kids that don't like coming to school, it can be an incentive for them to come. For kids that have anxiety, school anxiety as far as coming to school, sometimes the dogs can decrease that anxiety because they have someone to greet them when they come in. It teaches responsibility for some kids that need that responsibility piece because they can groom them and care for them during their time. A lot of times it can be an extra trick up your sleeve when you're working with escalated students. When you have students with behaviors, they can be a distractor for that. They can be a conversation starter. They can be a way to get the student to focus on something else other than the escalating behavior or what has triggered them so that they can come down. It seems that in talking to the other schools, students that do have different situations when with a dog, those kind of relax. And they subside a little bit, only for the fact that it's not a human, and it's someone that needs to be cared for. And so we hope that that benefit will come out of this as well.
And would the dog stay at the school, or how does that part of it work?
Well, what happens is the dogs that we're looking at are coming through the CARES program in Concordia, Kansas, and it is a nonprofit organization. And so what happens is that it takes 10 to 18 months to get a dog selected. So if the board approves this, it will still take 10 to 18 months to get a dog. And what they do is they train the dog based on your situation. So for example, at Wellman Elementary, they have more students with wheelchairs and physically handicapped students. And so those dogs will be trained in getting used to working with students like that and students with those types of disabilities. So they're really trained for your school and your situation. And then once they find the fit, then a handler will go down and they will learn for a week. You're there for a week and you learn how to handle the dog and build a relationship with the dog. And then that dog comes back to live with the handler. And so in the case of Kelowna Elementary and Washington Township, I am actually going to be the handler for our dog. And so the dog will come live with me at night and spend the night, and then I will bring the dog to work every day. And so he will come to work with me. You can also have secondary handlers. So we have a behavior interventionalist who is interested in becoming a second handler. And so She will be trained in how to handle the dog as well, so that if I'm working, doing some instructional things and the dog needs to be used, then the secondary handler can be used as well.
Now, so, does the breed of the dog vary?
Where we're getting our dogs from, the only breeds that they use are Labs and German Shepherds. So those are the only two dogs that they use. So that's what we'll be looking at. My family will actually go down. So as I become a handler, my family will go down. My personal kids can be trained as handlers to take the dog into nursing homes and things. And so that's something that we'd like to do, too, is to have some people in the school system, whether it be students or my personal kids, be trained as handlers so we can use it in the community as well.
You mentioned the nursing home. Is that something that's pretty common when you have a service dog?
When it comes to outreach, you can kind of do what you want. But one of the big things that when they talked about when I looked into the therapy dogs is that they're great for older people as well. And so using them in that capacity, you're able to do that. And so if we're going to have the dog, you know, I think about the summers, I still want the dog to be working. And when we don't have school, working it in a nursing home and having it still be around people and serving the purpose of a service dog, I think would be really important.
That was part one of my conversation with Teresa Bean Blossom, principal at Kelowna and Washington Township Elementary Schools, about in-school service dogs. Tune in tomorrow, where we'll discuss the school board's reaction, the cost of the dog, and their next step. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.